From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So you're at WFYI in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're visiting with your family?
Visiting my family, and I did some puzzles for a camp for charity here.
Oh, how excellent. Are you following the Olympics?
Yes, I am, a little bit.
The table tennis matches?
They don't show enough of that, surprisingly.
For you, I bet they don't show enough of it. Yeah, I've had to get my coverage, reading some of the wires that come over, and apparently the Chinese team is doing very well in table tennis, and the competitor from South Korea said they had techniques we were not ready for, so must be interesting to see what they're doing at a table tennis table. How about you? Are you at Olympic competitive level yet?
I haven't quite reached that level yet, but I did play in Akron, Ohio on the way here, and I'm playing in Indianapolis this weekend.
How exciting. Well, you always are playing puzzles, even if alone and in your head, but you left us all with a puzzle challenge to work on last week. Would you repeat it for us, please?
Yes, it came from listener Richard Panofsky of Rehoboth, Massachusetts. And I said, name two creatures, one very tiny, the other one large. I said, take the first three letters of the name of the tiny creature, move them to the front of the name of the large creature. The result will spell two world capitals. What are they?
What are they?
Well, the creatures are mosquito and cow. Move the M-O-S and you get Quito and Moscow.
Oh, how elegant. We had about over 1,200 listeners who came up with the answer to this one, and our winner, selected from the correct answers, is June Newmark, and she joins us from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, June.
Hi.
What do you do in Las Vegas?
I am a retired social worker.
And did it take you long to solve the puzzle?
Well, my son and I do it together. And he lives in Manhattan, and he helps me with every puzzle that we work on. Either he solves it first or I solve it.
Long-distance puzzle solving.
Yes.
Well, now, we don't have your son with you today, but I can help you on your team. Will that be okay?
That would be perfect.
All right. You sound like you're ready to play.
I am.
All right, Will. Well, please meet June. Let's play.
All right, June. Every answer today is the name of a city that has hosted the Summer Olympics. I'm going to give you an anagram of it. You name the city. For example, if I said SPAR, S-P-A-R, plus I, you would say Paris, which hosted the Olympics in 1900 and 1924. Number one is TOOK, T-O-O-K, plus Y.
Tokyo.
Tokyo in 1964. COSMO, C-O-S-M-O, plus W.
Moscow.
Moscow is right. Brine, B-R-I-N-E, plus L. 1936.
Berlin.
Berlin is right. Heats, H-E-A-T-S, plus N.
Was this the site of the first Olympic Games?
Yes, it is.
And the last Olympic Games?
And the most recent, yeah.
Athens.
Yeah.
Athens is right. Try this one, sin-like, S-I-N-L-I-K-E. Sin-like, plus H.
Helsinki.
Helsinki, good. Tonearm, T-O-N-E-A-R-M, tonearm, plus L.
Montreal.
Montreal, you're good.
Oh, yeah.
Balancer, B-A-L-A-N-C-E-R, plus O.
She knows this.
She knows this.
Oh, I do, but I can't put it together.
1992.
In Spain.
That's it? It does start with B, yes.
Barcelona.
Barcelona, that's it. Try this one. Legalness, L-E-G-A-L-N-E-S-S, plus O. It's hosted twice in 1932 and 1984. Here's a big hint. It's in the United States.
That's hard.
This was the Olympics that was boycotted by the Russian team?
That's the Soviet team?
Los Angeles?
Los Angeles. And because you've done so well, you get this bonus question. The name of only one Summer Olympics host contains all the letters of the name of the following Olympics host. And I'll tell you, the first one is Melbourne, M-E-L-B-O-U-R-N-E, which hosted in 1956. Contains all the letters of the host in 1960. Which city is it?
The bonus questions will kill you.
You need only four letters from Melbourne. And it's a capital in Europe. And it's the capital of Italy.
In a mess.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Leanne.
Rome.
Rome hosted the Olympics in 1960.
Okay, Rome.
I'm looking for something consecutive here.
For anything. In Melbourne, it's hard.
Hey, June, you know what? You get a gold medal. Or gold lapel pin. And so for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin for yourself. We'll stick one in for your son. The 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. June, what's your public radio station?
KNPR.
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, it is.
June Newmark, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us today.
I enjoyed it, and good luck to you, and enjoy ping pong.
Thanks.
He does.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Will, what's the challenge then you have for us to work on for the next week? And I hope it doesn't involve paddles and a ball and a little table and a net.
Well, it's a very straightforward puzzle. Name a famous person whose first and last names both end in the letters I-N. N as in Nancy. And as a hint or as a constraint, depending on how you look at it, I'll tell you the first and last names contain the same number of letters. Now, this is a famous person that everyone knows. So, again, a famous person, first and last names, both end in the letters I-N. Who is it?
When you have the answer, email us. Our email address for puzzle entries is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.